Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches, mitzvah 238, the isser of hating a fellow Jew. Shelo lisno achim, says the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, where we are up to, right after the past few mitzvahs that we've been talking about, Rechilus, Losamad Adam Reecha, Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Zayin, Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart. Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha, rather give him rebuke. Volotisa alav chet and do not bear chet. So as we will see over the next couple of days, Bezrat Hashem, there are three mitzvahs in this pasuk. One pasuk, three mitzvahs. Each phrase is a mitzvah. Today is losisa zechicha bovavecha. Do not hate your, do not have hatred, feelings of hatred fester inside oneself. Hocher tochicha zabisecha, give rebuke to your friend. Volotisa alav chet, which we'll see means, and Rashi quotes it, embarrassing my friend in public. The isra of habanis pnei chaver barabim is a separate isra daraisa. One of the 365, and that's the third phrase of the pasuk. But today we'll focus on the first part. Lo sisna es achicha bilvavecha. Do not hate your friend in your heart. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shlo lisno sinas halev echad mi Yisrael. Not to hate anyone who is amongst Israel. Sinas halev. Feelings in the heart. Shenemar, lo sisna zachicha bilvavecha. As it says, one should not hate their friend in their heart. Meloshin sifra. Lo amarti al sinashi belev. This is the focus is hatred in one's heart. Feelings. Ukemochein be'erchin. Besinashi belev akazim adaber. Also in Erechin daf tezayin it says that. Aval, says the chinuch. And this is the shita of the Rambam. Aval, kishayira lo sinna. V'yadua shehu sono. Eino over alav azeh. Alzeh halav. But if I hate somebody and I do something about it, because I hate the guy, that's not lo sisna zachicha bevarecha. It's different. Omnam hu over alosikom velositor. Mitzvah Bezrat Hashem we'll get to in a couple of days, the issue of revenge. Nekima and Netira, the two different types of revenge. Ukamo over go okayin alasation emar. V'yahatul recha kamocha. You also violate the assay of loving my friend. But Sinas Halev and Sinas B'maisa are two separate Isurim, says the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows him. Mikol Makom, Sinas Halev Yikashim, Mikol Sinas Gluya, it's even harder and worse because Valet Hazir Torah B'yosa, that's where the Torah has to go and warn us so much about it. That is the Shita of the Chinuch, and as I said, he follows the Rambam. The Rambam writes about this in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Halacha Hei, Kol Asoni Echad Mi Yisrael Belibo, Over Belo Sasei. Somebody violates a hates their friend in their heart. He violates the losa. She shenamar lo sisa zachicha bovavecha. They look at all of zev v'shem o'maisa. You don't get malchus for this. V'lo is hira Torah ella al sinisha b'leiv. Aval amakis chaveiro v'hamacharfo. If somebody blasphemes his friend, if somebody hits his friend, that's different averus. Aval b'she'ina rashoi ain't over mishum lo sisna. Today's isser is specifically hatred in one's heart. Sinah belev. That is the shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch. If you look at the Ramban, ala Torah, right here, does not seem to take this approach. The Ramban ala Torah doesn't make a big fuss that he's arguing, but he seems to be arguing with the Rambam. The Ramban says, let me just find it in this edition, says the Ramban, this is a chiyum olavecha, ba'avur, shederech hasonim, l'chasose sinasam belibam, since it's the derech of enemies to cover up their hatred in their hearts. Kamo sha'amar, bisvatav, yinachar sonei, hizkra kasav bahoveh. The Torah just says what's natural and what's common. So the Ramban is telling us the word bilvavecha is not to be taken, oh, this is only bilvavecha, but not, if it's not bilvavecha, it's not this. The Ramban seems to say, no, it is not a problem if it is a problem, even b'maisa, if it is bilvavecha. L'chor, according to the Ramban, if somebody acts based on their hatred, says two averas. It's an avera of sinabalev, and it's also an avera of maisa. If you look at the Me'iri, the Rav Asher Weiss pointed out this Me'iri, the Me'iri says in Maseches Yuma, a different shot. The Me'iri says, in Yuma Ein Haman Aleph, La Olam, Lo Tehe Sinas Adam Mona'ato Mi Lahitiv Chachaveiro, Bekol Masha Efshalo Lahitiv. A person should not hate their friends so much that they withhold from doing something good to them. Hushanemar, Lo Sista Zachicha Bovavecha. You shall not hate your friend. The Me'iri says, unlike the Rambam says that this isser is only in one's heart, and if you act based on it, it's a different isser. Right, maybe it's losikam lositar. The Ramban seem to say, no, they're both, right, if you act based on the hatred, that it's two averus. The Miri seems to say, it is in the heart, but what's the shear? When do you violate the avera? If I just have ill will to against somebody who does something to me, I'm automatically violate the isser? No, it has to be so bad that in my heart, I don't do something for them. That's the shear that, of sinna that violates this isser. The Yomar Adam Miminus Koda, just similarly, just as a mashal, we discussed a few months ago, last year we discussed the issue of Losachmod, not coveting somebody else's possessions. The Rambam says, you don't get Malkus for Losachmod, because it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa. But in the same breath, the Rambam says, you only violate Losachmod when you desire it so much that you force the guy to sell it to you. How can the Rambam say the two things? Lav She'en Bo Maisa, and the previous line, the Rambam says that you don't violate it until you make the guy sell it to you. So the Achronim explain, really it's Bo Maisa, it's believe. But what's the shear? How much chemda violates? If it's so much chemda that you force the guy to sell it to you. That's the shear in the feelings of the heart. So it's a similar idea here, says the Meiri. A person only violates the isser of sinna when I don't do something for them. It's very mistaver, because we have feelings of, you know, we like some people more than other people. So there's somebody that I don't like so much, I'm going to violate the isser already of losisa zechicha b'lavecha. So Miri is saying, no, it's only when it's, I should try to love as many Jews as possible. But if I don't, only when it reaches a certain level, do I say that I violate. That is the Meiri. And if you look in the Minchas Asher here, he quotes at least two rayas from Gemaras for the Meiri. The Meiri makes a lot of sense. Says the, did I bring it? Let me just see if I brought it. If I didn't bring it, you can look it up. It's right here in Vayikra. I don't think I brought it. Says the Rav Asher Weiss, one of the rayas the guy he mentions is that the Gemara says at the beginning of second paragraph of Sechas Kedushin that a person is supposed to see their wife before they marry them. Also, the kadosh that she or enna. The Gemara says why? Because maybe you'll get married and you might come to violate the after rechal kamocha. Answer Rav Asher Weiss, after rechal kamocha. There's a much serious issue. That's what I say. What about the losas evil sisas achicha b'vavecha? Ah, but if what the Meiri says is correct, maybe that's why. It's not just a stam feeling. It's a feeling that based on that feeling, I will do something. So that's not automatic. That's not as automatic. So maybe that's why the Gemara specifically says, v'afto recha kamocha, and na lo sisa zachicha b'lvecha. There are other rayas he brings there as well. Okay. So these are a couple of the opinions related to the conceptual idea behind the mitzvah. Again, is it just purely believe? And if once it gets to the ma'aseh, it's not the aveir anymore? That's the Rambam. The Ramban, by the way, the Kesef Mishnah, if you look in Hilchos Deos and the Rambam, seems to have a different interpretation for the Rambam than the Pashtus. The Kesef Mishnah there says, I'll read it to you. He says, the Kesef Rabbeinu Kain, b'pishu over, but b'shum lo Yosef. Somebody violates by hitting, then you get the Isser of Chavala. V'chein ha-mecharfo. Avo b'she'en ha-rashoi. Me'achar she'enu makeyu u'mecharfeyu. Misin aso oso. Eino over misham lo sisna. The Kesef Mishnah adds a couple words to the Rambam. If you hit somebody, or if you blaspheme somebody, not because you hate them, so of course you're not going to violate lo sisna. Sounds like he understands the Rambam as, when it gets to the Maisa, you're doing it not because of sinna, but for some other purpose. But if you would be doing it mitoch sinna, you would violate both averus. Doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. But the Kesef Mishnah maybe cannot accept the fact that if you act based on your sinna, you're not going to violate the sinna zochich b'vavecha. Of course, it has to be building onto each other. But the Pasha of the Rambam seems to be is just two separate tracks. So you have the Rambam, and you have the Ramban, and one has the Meiri. Okay, let us continue now. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What is the connection between the two mitzvahs that we have at the beginning of our pasuk? We have losisa zechicha b'vavecha, do not hate your friend, and then followed by hocheach tochiach hazabisecha, give rebuke. Is there a connection between those two? And the third one, obviously, don't embarrass somebody. So two or three are somewhat more obvious. Give rebuke, but don't embarrass them in public. That's a limit of mevayis b'chor Abraham is a limit. Part three is a limit to part two. But is there a connection between part one and part two? So, a number of the Rishonim say yes, but in opposite ways. The Torah is mostly an expansion of the Ramban. A lot of what the Torah says in his commentary on the Torah, the Balaturim are the little nuggets that he writes. But that's not their full Pirush HaTur HaShalem on the Torah. The Torah wrote the Balaturim, but that's not the major commentary. So in his Torah, he says, what does that mean? We're going to learn that if somebody, in a couple of lines, that if somebody is a Rasha, then there's no mitzvah not to hate them. There's no isser of hating them. And therefore, says the Torah, if somebody does something wrong, then I might automatically, you know, have negative feelings towards them. How do I prevent that? If I give them tochacha and I better their behavior, that will prevent losisna zachicha b'vavecha. Says the Torah again, don't hate them. You know how you prevent yourself from hating them? Hochech tochicha zamisecha. That prevents the person from being a baal aveira. Aval tochichenu madu atita kacha imadi. V'lo tiso lavchei l'chaso sinato b'libcha v'lo tagilo. Ki b'uchichacha osob yisnatzel lecha o yashuv yisvad alcheto v'techaper lo. That is one way that you connect the first two mitzvos. If you give them the mussar, they'll do better, and then you won't be able to hate them because they won't act negatively. But there are others that say a different pshat. If you look in the Rashbam, and if you look in Rav Hirsch even more, the Rambam and Rav Hirsch say maybe more of a davar pashit. Says the Rashbam right here on our pasuk, "Losisa zechicha b'vavecha im gam lecha ra'a." If somebody did something negative to you, lo tisrael lefanav ka'ohev. Don't appear to them like you love them. Uve kirbo yasim aravo, according to Pasuk in Yirmiyah. And inside you still have the feelings. Lo tov. Lo tov. Al tisna'eyu b'libcha. Don't hate him in your heart. Ela hocheach tochicheyo amasha asa. When you have somebody who was wronged and they don't say anything to their friend and they don't communicate, then it could go on for years and it could fester and get bigger and bigger. You know what's the best way to keep friendships and to keep ahava? If somebody did something, then say something politely. You know what? I was really hurt by what you said. I was really hurt by what you did. To say it. And that'll prevent the sinah, because then you'll be able to get back together. And they'll have a couple of reactions. Either they'll say, no, you misinterpreted what happened, or this was my kavana, or I'm sorry for what I did, whatever it is, but they'll be able to keep the lines of communication open, and it won't be just closed up. Right? That's the Rashbam in two lines. Rav Hirsch as well discusses this in his commentary, Losisa Zechicha B'Vavecha, that we have to make sure to do whatever we can to prevent those feelings. He even connects it fascinatingly. We know sometimes sin and samach switch in the Hebrew language, in the Aramaic language. So sin is hatred, but sneh, the sneh, the thorn bush, when it's somebody is you don't like somebody, they're like thorns, like last week's parsha, Vayakutsu, Mipnei B'nei Yisrael. The Torah assumes that left to ourselves, the behavior of our fellow men towards us might have allowed the feeling and the conception of sinah to arise in our hearts. The sinah, the thorn and thistle feeling, which stretches distance keeping and obstructing unfriendly arms against fellow men whose existence one feels as a hindrance to one's own progress and whose ruin one wishes for, even to the extent of ending their existence. But Chulu, he continues in the classic of Hirsch translated way. He says, that's why you have to go over to them and keep the lines open. That would allow the relationship to grow. Do not keep hatred of your brother man in your heart, but reprove him. Make him realize what he has done. And this lays upon us the high duty that when anybody has wronged us, or we feel hurt or offended by anybody, either to completely forget the whole matter or not to allow it to have the slightest influence. If we're on the level of totally wiping it out of our memory, fine, but most of us are not. Or if we feel we cannot do this, not to let black hatred smolder in our heart, but by frankly speaking out, place the matter openly before him, given an opportunity of justifying his behavior or of making amends for it. Silently bearing ill will characterizes a low nature. Right, he says, you have to do it, but do it in a proper way. Without embarrassing. So that's a couple of thoughts related to the connection between the first two parts of our pasuk. Okay. By the way, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Nun Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Siman about Masu Matan. There's a huge Mishnah Berurah where he quotes, 50 Ma'amari Chazal that are not found in the Shulchan Aruch, but they're all found in the Gemara. And this is one that he talks about, quotes the Rambam about Sinas Achim and making sure that when we go about our business in Masu Matan, we keep after Hakamocha in mind and Losisa Zachicha Bilvavecha. Okay, continuing. Shorash HaMitzvah Yadua, the Shorash HaMitzvah is known. Says the Chinuch, ki sinas halev goremes ra'os gedolos. Hatred in the heart causes terrible evils. Bein b'nei adam lios tamid cherev ish ba'achiv ve'ish b'rei ehu. Between people. V'hu siba l'chala mesiris anasim min anashim. Obviously, hatred is terrible. It's the root of all evil. V'hi amida ha'pchusa v'hanim eses tachlis ha'miyus b'eini kol ba'al seichal. Anyone who has a brain on their shoulder, says the Chinuch, realizes the terrible nature of this quality. If you look at the interesting tshuva of the Binyan Sion, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, the Archoner, writes in the second half of his tshuvas, in the Chadasho, Simen Ayin Hei, he talks about two types of sinna. Hine yishchiluk bein sinas lev l'sinas nefesh. Hatred of the heart and hatred of the soul. What's the difference? The sinas lev ba'al al yedei hispalus haratzon kasher tavo ra'al ish mi'ishacher. Sinas lev is what we're usually used to. Somebody did something to me and I'm upset at them. They wronged me, they slighted me, they didn't invite me. Sinas halev is a reaction. Azah yismalei olav kas v'chema v'yisna'ehu b'libo uv'irtzono. Uva'az b'irtzono toli gamkin l'hachig ha'sinim libo. That type of sinas halev is in, that's what the Torah is talking about here. Because that's in my control. If I was wrong, I have to get over it. Speak about it or push it out of my memory. What's sinas nefesh? Different type of sinna? Tikrei hanitba'as b'teva b'miyasher katzen nafsho b'davar. If it's inherent in my soul, I can't stand that item. Lo mipnei hispalus hanaseh alav ki yimitzat atzmuso. It's inherent nature. He says about food, so I can't stand fish. No, it's because fish doesn't give you a good taste. That's sinas halev. Sinas nefesh is where what's in front of me symbolizes something evil in my hashkafa. Lakach lo nimsa sinas nefesh chutz mizeh rak ochnei pamim b'mikra. He calls a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, but generally says the two other places is sinna only mitzat Hashem. Shnei ameis lakadosh baruch hu chadashechem u'moadechem san'an nafshi. God says, my soul hated your inappropriate karbanos. What, God is upset because we wronged him? No! It's against the whole mahus of God being the mitzaveh, and we don't follow. Can't say that's like our kind of hatred, that we're slighted. God doesn't feel slighted. But he has sinas hanefesh, not sinas halev. It's just diametrically opposed to the entity. And he continues. And that's why he talks about by David HaMelech as well. But this is two types of sinna, sinas hanefesh and sinas halev. That is the Binyan Siyan's Hara in Shuvin Simen Ayin Hei. Okay, we continue. But again, that is all, as we understand, the shorish HaMitzvah is something that we realize its detriment. Prati HaMitzvah of Rubei HaTzahara, she is Hiran, Zechon HaMavrach HaLeha, all the details of the mitzvahs, Lo Shalol HaHargel, Nafshina B'midah Razu, right, there are many midas, all the Machshava Svarim, Archa Sadikim, and Avas Chesed. In their time, they each talk about the negatives of sinna. It applies to men and women. So this is the Isra of sinna. It's interesting, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva where he discusses that it is even asur to violate lifnei iver of lo sisna sachicha bevavecha. Not to do something to make other people hate me. So there are many mitzvahs that could be related to. I can't do anything that I can't hurt somebody. Because I'm not only doing the avir of hurting them, I'm violating the lifnei iver of lo sisna sachicha bevavecha. But he has a specific case of a tshuva which we've mentioned in a number of contexts in the past. I think we mentioned it even last week. Regarding lifnei iver. Rav Moshe says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, in Mincha Shlomo, Simen Lamed Hei, the case was, you're having a oreach chashuv, asher einenu shomer Torah mitzvahs. Right, a non-observant Jew is coming to your house for lunch, and you know the Ramah in Kuf Samach Tes that says if you know somebody is not going to wash their hands before you give them bread, you're not allowed to give them bread because it's lifnei iver. So I know that Ramah. So says Rishon, that's the question to Rav Shlomo Zalman. So what are you supposed to do here? And even if you want to say that, you know, you say nicely, you know, the we wash, he's going to feel slighted. He knows. He knows many Jews, especially in Eretz Yisrael, know about it, and they don't do it anyway. And any type of suggestion will be a slight in their coven, and they'll feel bad. Says of Shlomo Zalman, in classic Stavi Itachin, Shabbat Davar says, it's possible if you don't give it to him, or even if you say this, Yisrachik Chas V'Shalom B'Yosher Me'a Torah. He'll be driven even further away from Torah. V'Gam Yavar V'Dekas V'Sina. Akol HaHochim B'Derech HaTorah. And he'll have Sina on all the people who follow Torah. You're trying to Kfiyat Datit, you're trying to force me to wash? Ki Ha'Gamna Choshvani Tezer Shlomo Zalman. Nowadays, just the opposite is Lufnei Iver. If I don't give it to him, it's lifnei iver. Not like in the days of the Ramah 500 years ago. Shenachon b'amis l'chabedo so b'achilu v'shasiyah v'lo lachshush klal v'isr shol lifnei iver l'zidim mishra. Don't worry about it. Because it's a greater lifnei iver. If I don't give it, because that'll cause those sisters a chicha b'lecha. But he don't say, however, kol Yisrael shall no sin ulecho who rak avesh on the sin as michshol. It's a greater michshol not to give it because you're driving even further away from Yahadus. That's an important Rosh Shlomo Zalman, but again, that's usually quoted for the lifnei either elements, but we quoted it today for the lo sisna zachicha bilvavecha elements. Continuing. The overall law, back to the chinuch. Somebody violates an interesting lashon. Vikava sina belibo. Doesn't mean that somebody, right when something happens to them, they don't feel upset. Kava belibo is like making it set. If somebody does that, the Meiri says it's even if I go so far as to not do something good for them, aber alav zeh, they love and love the fishim b'maisa. But then he adds that only applies to ksheirim. Avo besinas harashayim, ein bo iser, ela mitzvah l'sanosam. By a rasha, it's mitzvah to hate them. Because they after you try to do, now they're being mechal shem shemayim in public, achar shenuchiyach hazom alchetim, I try to get them to do tshuva, give them tochacha, and they don't want to come back. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim, there is by a rasha there is no iser at all. The Rav Warman in his Sefer Oros HaShabbos in Siman Yud Gimel he quotes a more kabbalistic idea, which many say, and that is even the sinner that we're allowed to have for rishayim, it's not the sinner of their essence. We have to still hate, like Eishes Remeir told him, Amy, maybe Yitamu Chata'im Velochotim, that type of attitude in Brachas, but says the Rav Warman, V'afashim Racha Bechaver Davar Iser, Mitzvah Lasano, Haino Rak Sinna Machmes Va'aveira, V'lo Sinna Shin Esari V'afshemesh Shal Sinna Ishit, Mipat Negiyo Tava Pratiyot, Ki'ash Avar Aveira, V'kamakam Achati Nechwa B'mitzvos, V'yavzor Echa Kamocha, V'yolim L'karvo Katamidav Shal Aaron. So he says, at the same time, you can have Av and Sinna. Shaper, the Gamba Chayvim, he says, Bezdin. What do you find in the Gemara? Bezdin has to kill a person, but while they killed him, the Gemara says, Bravo Misa Yafet. The Abdurrecha Gamocha, you have to kill him in a nice way. Because of Abdurrecha Gamocha, you're killing them! No, it doesn't matter, you can have both. Kiyim de Ava mi pa'as ha tov shebo, the Kiyim de Sinna mi pa'as rish uso, umizeo mizeo al tanach yadecha. It's a beautiful thought from Rav Warman in Oros HaShabbos related to Sinna of others. Many poskim say that bizman hazeh, especially by tinuk shenishbaz, this iser of sinna for sure does not apply unless somebody knows and is moreid and he does it on purpose and we know he knows better. But by most out there, then even if they're not shomer Torah mitzvos, lechara this wouldn't apply. It's a fascinating meshach chachma. We'll end with this. The meshach chachma says, in his classic style, he picks out the difference between the psukim in mishpatim and in kiseitze, the mitzvah of helping out your friend's donkey. In Mishpatim it says, Lo sira chavar oyivcha, your enemy's donkey. Your enemy's donkey, you also have to help load and unload. But in Kiseitze, Lo sira chamar achicha, what changed? Says the Meshech Chachma, only before the Egel, where we all were, Bamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh, there it's possible to say that you could hate a fellow Jew if they're not in the world of Bnei Yisrael. Lochein acharei kol amasos asher nichshelu bavonos, all the tests and tribulations that we've gone through. Im yira adam b'chaveiro chait, im yifashvish b'maisav, yimsa kama mechsholam upikpukim. Right, you look at yourself, don't look at anybody else. Zeve prat zeve, zeve prat zeve. Lochein asher lisno ish kazeh rak mishuhu ba'atzmo sar meirav et tzadik tamim bidrachav, avol kasho limso kemoso. That's why it switched, that you could talk about oyivcha in mishpatim, but now in kiseitze, it's achicha, because it's very hard to have that lamaisa. Okay, lamaisa, we should try to love all Jews, and everyone should be shomer Torah mitzvah as much as they can, so we don't even have to get into any of these shaylos. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim writes in one of his works that the way you do tshuva for this is not just getting the sinna out, but doing something positive and good for that person. So that is something that also we should keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here.